Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
See, not just a devastating loss. I mean, they didn't. Their first half was poo-poo. They played like butt. They played really well in the second half. But, man, what a tough way to lose a game.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to decide. I was watching somebody play. Oh, I'll tell you what. I was watching Iowa play yesterday afternoon.
Right.
Strange game that was. And I was watching them get spanked in the first half, thinking to myself, what would be better, to lose at the buzzer or to get absolutely hammered, drilled, and not have a chance? And like Villanova, for instance, against Purdue. Now, unbelievably, Iowa came back, much like the Terps did, and made that a really, really interesting game. But that's a hell of a way to lose, man. I mean, you know, you go down there, you're right. Lurch, I tell you what, man, I thought the Terps played okay in the first half. They didn't make any shots. They had all sorts of open shots, didn't make any of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, LSU was pretty good in that first half. But any way you look at it, when you get down 15, you got some major work to do to get yourself back in the game.
Chris, when Turge slapped the zone on them in the second half, I mean, LSU looked completely out of their element. They looked befuddled, like they could not figure it out. Did you feel like Turge should have done that earlier, like in the first half, or were you okay with when he went with the zone defense? Because LSU really struggled with it.
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny. Turge have played like. In the only other game where there was an extended period of zone was against Minnesota at Minnesota, and they looked the same way. They looked like they'd never seen a zone, a practice
right.
against a zone, and so it worked. You kind of are who you are at this point in time of the season, and Maryland has been a man-to-man team about 98% of the time. You know, in retrospect, sure, you look at it and you think, gosh, you know, if we'd gone to that with 15 minutes left in the first half instead of 15 minutes left in the second half, maybe it would have been a different game. But like I said, you know, you kind of are who you are by the time March rolls around. And, you know, it served the purpose. It certainly got them back into the game. And I, for the life of me, I can't understand how teams look that disorganized and against the zone. I mean, basically they were playing pass and catch around that 3-2 zone. Made it pretty easy to cover.
They had no idea. And, by the way, Waters is special. If Waters isn't going to be the best point guard in the country next year, he'll be top five. He is a special talent. He's fun to watch. His passing in the lane, his ball handling, no-look passes. I mean, he's really, really – that's a tough kid to defend.
Yeah, he also has that – and they list him at – I think they list him at 5'10". There is no chance.
He's small.
Cakes could post him up.
But
he finishes in around the basket like you can't believe a guy that small can finish. He's a pretty remarkable player, no question about it.
Talking to Chris Nocke, voice of the Terps on the Terps Radio Network. One of the things we were kind of kicking around off air, actually, is our impression of the Terps offense when Bruno gets double teamed. Why isn't it better? I mean, he gets double teamed all the time. It just doesn't seem like guys are cutting the basket hard enough or. They just don't seem to react well when he's doubled.
And
it happens all the time.
And he also looks a little bit lost. I mean, at times this year, Chris, he looked pretty good, and I think he got better than last year, but he still looks kind of lost when he gets doubled. He doesn't really know what to do.
Yeah, I'm going to put most of that on Bruno, to be honest. I do think he's come miles. I just think that, you know, when you run two and three guys at him, I thought LSU did a really good job. And a lot of times it was Waters. A lot of times the double teams against LSU were coming from places you normally don't get double teamed from. They'd sneak a guy around on the baseline side, you know, from the opposite block, and you know Waters was effectively playing sort of a rover position at times when they were sending guys at Bruno. So I do think that they solved a lot of their problems. You know, so they were so much better at the end of the season than they were in December at dealing with that stuff. But, you know, it's for Bruno, it's kind of an unusual look to get double and triple teamed. I wish he'd gotten more comfortable with it, but I do think that he he understood what to look for. I just sometimes I think there were panics. Sometimes there were plays made by the defense, and you know, it puts a kid in a strange situation when you run into 2 and 3 guys at him every game.
So Jalen Smith hit the game tying 3, and I'm just kind of thinking this.
Like, by the way, I thought Chris Knocke was going to send me a text.
Yeah, he hit a 3.
If they win that game, I guarantee you Knocke sends me a text. Yeah, you can't shoot 3s,
well,
can you?
I thought of you. Although the second it went through, I thought of Jason. I was like, that's the guy he said should never, ever take a 3-pointer.
Although he clanked his first 4.
That's true.
But that was a
clutch
big one.
Hey, so he's right on percentage.
Right.
No, but what I wanted to ask you was about kind of is he somebody who might – like entertain the NBA after a freshman year
because he
has the physical ability.
You can't.
And these guys all do it nowadays. They entertain.
You know, I've stopped trying to figure out who should go and who shouldn't go.
Right.
But the way the combine is set up right now, there's no downside to a player going and seeing what they think of him. He is not. I don't think he's ready emotionally, psychologically. I just think that he's got a lot of maturing to do, but you know, kind of between the ears as much as anything else. He is really physically gifted. He can run like a deer. I will tell you that he's a much better 3-point shooter than Jason thinks he is. if you had been courtside, he would have pointed at you.
Oh, I know.
Hey, it's not always about the percentages. If it's about the percentages, you would have hit your free throws against Archbishop Molloy.
Yeah, I did. I clanked the front end of a 1-on-1.
still throwing the Molloy free throws back in your face.
You got to use what you got, Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But he, you know what? He's got those measurables that the NBA loves. I mean, he's long. He can run like a deer. He does have range. And I think I'm almost sure he'd go to the combine. I don't know why he wouldn't.
Well, but I mean, the reason why I bring it up is a year ago, I would have thought that Herter was going to play another year. And he ended up getting a first-round draft pick, and he's played well in the NBA.
Well, he went there as an afterthought, and you know, and then a few hours into the combine, he's hearing from people that, hey, man, sit this next game out. You already played your way into the top 20. Mm-hmm. You know, so things happen, man. And you just because a guy had a certain year that, you know, as a college player, that doesn't mean that he's not going to, you know, make these guys drool when they get to the combine. It's just it's a different. It's almost a different game, and they're looking for different things than a. I think that we're used to looking at as college players.
And we're going to get into the Sweet 16 matchups here in a second, and I don't know how much you want to reveal. I know these are private conversations, but can you give us just kind of a vibe or a feel of what the locker room was like and what your conversations with Turge was like after that game?
It's no fun. I mean, and it's kind of weird. I think I said this to you in a text over the weekend. You go from the delirium after beating Belmont in what was just a phenomenal game. You know, you go from the locker room after that game to the locker room, you know, after LSU, and it's as night and day as you could possibly imagine. And you know, Turge was a good soldier. You know, he went out and answered every question, talked to everybody who posed the question at the press conference and then in the locker room. But he loves this team. You know, he's said it all year long. And I think it just broke his heart that they would not only lose that way. And, you know, it's just a tough way to go out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.